Leaders of the worldwide Anglican Communion have asked two of its member denominations not to participate in its June meeting. The Episcopal Church USA and the Anglican Church of Canada have both sparked discord within the world body by blessing gay unions. And in 2003, the U.S. Church elevated an openly gay man, Gene Robinson, to be Bishop of New Hampshire. So the move by the worldwide body is a way of expressing displeasure with its North American members. NPR's religion correspondent Barbara Bradley Haggerty is here with us. And Barbara, how severe is this punishment?
Well, Melissa, in typical Anglican style, it splits the difference. It doesn't kick the Episcopal Church out of the communion, but it also doesn't recognize the conservatives in the United States as the kind of true Anglican Church either. So really, both sides are declaring victory.
An interesting language coming from the Anglican leaders here. They're asking the North American churches not to attend, asking them to voluntarily withdraw. What does that mean?
That's right. They have been asked not to send voting members to something called the Anglican Consultative Council until the year 2008. Now, the ACC meets only once between now and then, so it's only one meeting that they're going to be missing. Now, that is a group of clergy and lay people who give advice to the Anglican Communion, though they can't tell any country's church what to do. Conservatives say that this means the church is on probation. Liberals say it's really more symbolic. It's not a harsh punishment at all. But the leaders have asked the Americans to come to the meeting. They want them to explain again why they believe the church should bless gay unions and promote gay clergy. So they will be there.
This all comes out of a meeting in Northern Ireland, 35 leaders of the Anglican Church. What did the leaders have to say about the whole issue of gay unions?
Well, the document calls for a moratorium, but a moratorium on public blessings, and that's key. It doesn't say anything about a minister being able to bless a gay couple privately. And I was talking to one liberal this morning, and he said that he believes those blessings will continue to happen. The leaders also asked the Episcopal Church not to promote any more openly gay clergy to the level of bishop. The church has said they can hold off on that for now, but, you know, when another Gene Robinson comes along, that may change.
Of course, this all revives talk about possible schism within the Anglican Church. We heard a lot of talk about this around the time that Gene Robinson was elevated.
Yes, Rowan Williams recently came out, he's the Archbishop of Canterbury, and he said that the communion still faces the possibility of division. He said that there are going to be no painless solutions. But the communion has taken really great pains to avoid throwing out the Americans. Now, the leaders did hand the American conservatives a small victory. They said that the conservative churches and dioceses in the United States could request a different bishop if they were unhappy with theirs. And if the Episcopal Church turned them down, then the conservatives could appeal to an international panel. Some believe that that could lead to two kind of philosophically different churches operating under the same tent, conservative churches under conservative bishops, liberals with liberals. Now, there was another rhetorical victory for the conservatives. The Anglican leaders said that homosexuality is, quote, incompatible with Scripture. And the conservatives point to that and say, see, theologically, we were right all along.
And the dispute over consecrating gay bishops likely to continue.
Yes, absolutely, because nothing really has changed philosophically. Neither side has given up. The liberals believe that eventually the worldwide communion will come around and will welcome gay clergy and gay unions. The conservatives, both in the United States and in the Southern Hemisphere, where the vast majority of Anglicans actually live, they believe that the Bible is the Bible. The Bible condemns homosexual practice, and that's it, period. So no one's going to give up. And besides, the International Communion can't actually force the American Church to change their stand on homosexuality. So I think this story is going to continue.
NPR's religion correspondent Barbara Bradley Haggerty. Barbara, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.